Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Ayin. We're holding the Mishnah at the top of the Amud, and we're continuing to talk about the din and the dinim of a ben soirer u'moire. We already had in the previous Mishnah that we learned about yesterday and the day before that the whole time slot for a ben soirer u'moire is very, very limited. It starts from the age of 13, and it goes until the earlier of either the Hakofes Zokin HaTachtoin, when there is a fair amount of hair down below, or 3 months. And the Gemara told us yesterday, it's the earlier of those two. If the Hakofes Zokin HaTachtoin is before 3 months, then there's even a shorter interval of Ben Tzair Moira. If the child is physically less mature and he develops more slowly, that once you hit 13 years and 3 months, that's it, boys. No more dinim of ben tzairumai. So now our Mishnah and the Gemara today are going to further limit the bounds and the dinim of the ben tzairumai. How does he become a ben tzairumai? Says the Mishnah, Ma'ima Sechai, when can you actually take him to Bezin for purposes of Chas Shalom doing the skila? Mishayoichal tartimur basar v'yishta chatzi loig yain oitalki. Now, the Mishnah doesn't tell us today, but Mishnah we're going to see tomorrow that in order to purchase the tartimur basar and to drink the chatzi loig yain, he stole money either from his father or from others. He stole the funds. And what did he use the funds to buy? A tartimur basar. We'll see in the Gemara Mi'at Hashem. What is the shiur? What's the size of a tartimer basa? V'yishni has to go and drink a chatzi loig yayin. A loig is six, is the volume of six eggs. So chatzi loig yayin means approximately three eggs, which is not a huge volume. But that's the amount that he has to drink and has to eat to be coined and to be branded a ben soira moira to go and get skill. And he has to eat this at one time. It's not that he can eat the tartar basar over 3 days or a week. In one meal, simultaneously, contemporaneously, he has to eat the full amount of the tartar and drink the chatzi lo yayin. The reason why the Mishnah says lo yayin hu italki points at Rashi, it has to be good quality wine, because if it's good quality, then he's mamshich basre. That means that it becomes addictive. He wants to drink more and more. But if he's just going to go and drink regular wine, then he's not chai with the chatzi loig, because then the assumption is he drank it and finished, he's done, he's not going to drink any more. And so therefore the quality of the wine is such that it is addictive and he's going to want to drink more and more till he becomes shikr, etc., etc. Rabbi Yossi doubled the shiur and he says it's mona basar the loig yain. Just like it's not chatzi loig yain, it's a loig yain. The Gemara is going to tell us that mona is double tartimur basar. But that all applies if he's eating at a regular meal. Hava b'chavuras mitzvah. If he's eating any party of a dvar mitzvah, l'moshel b'chasana or something like that, then the assumption is that he will not be nimshach after the yayin and after the basar l'tarbus hara'ah. And therefore, even if he ate the tartimur basar and the chatzi lo yayin, or according to Rabbi Yossi, double, nevertheless, he does not become a ben tzair u'mayr. Similarly, ochel b'ibar ha-chodesh, after they were ma'abed ha-chodesh, so that there would be a pirsum, they used to go and make a hashtikl suda, so that was also deemed to be a sudas mitzvah. If at that sudas mitzvah, if he ate, again, the tartimur basar, chatzi lo yayin, he does not become a ben tzair u'mayr. Even if he stole the funds to purchase those two items, and he ate them. No, ben tzair u'mayr. Ochel ma'aseh sheni b'Yerushalayim. What happens if he took money of ma'aseh sheni? That money came into Yerushalayim. With that money he can buy lots of food items, and he bought with it, it wasn't his own ma'aseh sheni money, he stole it from his father. He took the money and he used it to go and buy tartim and basar and chatzilah yain, and he ate and drank it. Again, no din of ben tzair u'mayr. He took the money that he stole and he used it to go and buy Nevilas Atreifish. I would think for sure, boy, what a shayit. The answer is no. The one learned it from a pasuk, Gzeir Sakasiv, that he does not become a ben soiru mayim. We skip the parentheses, the mashal or someone else takes it, Tosis Yonta takes it out. Ochel dovershu mitzvah, v'dovershu aveira. Now, Bemisim, we already spoke about he's eating Dvar Mitzvah, for instance, at a Sudas Mitzvah, Kibra Chodesh, Masa Shaini. We spoke about Dovashu Aveda, Dvela Sutrafitz. The reason why the Mishnah repeats this, the Gemara will tell us, is even if you're talking about a Dovashu Mitzvah, Midrabbanan, and it's Aveda Midrabbanan, also no longer is he considered to be a Ben Soir Umay. What happens if he ate many other different? He ate sushi, he ate kegel, he ate pizza, and he's bursting, he's a glutton, he eats and eats and eats. Or he drank, and he drank Coca-Cola or something else, or he drank beer, liquor, but he didn't eat basar, he didn't drink yain. Says in the pasuk, "Zoylel v'soyve." Now the word "zoylel" literally means a glutton. "Soyve" means someone who drinks a lot. In English, they have a term, a guzzler. In even though there's no clear cut rai, so I see that the word "soyve" is used with wine. "Zoylel" is used with basar. The reason why this is considered to be just a zeich ledover, not a raya ledover, because that second pasuk that we're quoting, al tehi b'soy v'yayin, doesn't say that these terms are exclusive for yayin and basar. Maybe you can be a soyve Coca-Cola. Maybe you can be a zoylele pizza. Since the pasuk is not exclusive, it just simply says that soyve goes with yayin, so it goes with basar. Therefore, the assumption is, same thing applies to the Torah, so you don't have a full-fledged raya, abba zeicher abba. As we see from our Mishnah, for a child to become a ben tzoyre moira is very, very limited, very restricted. And we're going to have tomorrow even further limitations, until the Gemara is going to go and say, at least according to one man, the Omar, that there was never such a ben tzoyre moira, and it's only drosh v'kabel tzchak. Because there's so many requirements, it's first of all, maximum it's a 3-month interval. And during that 3-month time period, he has to eat basar and chatzila yayin, and he's not attending a bar mitzvah and nishkachasana and that ibra chodesh and this and that. Mitchum will see even further limitations now in the Gemara. Om Reb Zeir. We start off the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said it's a tartamar basar. Tartamar is any day I'm out. I don't know what the shiur is. And we touch the kofal Rabbi Yosi liyayin nimtza koifel af bebasar the nimtza tartimar is a chatzi mana. Since I see Rabbi Yosi the second man the Yama said about the yayin instead of chatzi loik, he said a full loik. So I see Rabbi Yosi is doubling the shiurim. So mistaver the mana basar that he's talking about is double the tartimar basar. Now of course today in Eretz Yisrael the word mana means a portion. Here the mana means the weight of a mana. The weight of a mana in the times of Chazal was the weight of 100 dinrim. Not the value of 100 dinrim, but the weight of 100 dinrim. What is the weight of a mana? So the art scroll says that that is, in today's terminology, 480 grams. He doesn't tell us pounds, but 480 grams by definition is almost a half of a kilogram, because a 500 would be exactly half. Kilogram is 1,000. Kilogram we know from the airports is about 2.2 pounds. So 480 means roughly a little bit more than a pound of meat. So today they sell pound steaks, right? But for one person to eat all of that stolen money to go and eat it and then drink, so that wouldn't be enough to qualify him to be called a ben soyre mayim. So that's the shear. But that's not the only requirement, and we continue on. So tomorrow we're in Daf Ayin, third of the wide lines. So tomorrow, Omerav, so therefore it says Chatzimana means half of that shear. Omerav Chonan bar Molda Omerafuna, Rashi says, Molda is the name of the individual. He was a man, not a lady, Rashi says, Shem Oviv. That was the name of his father. Rav Chanan bar Molda Amar Afuna. Ein chayv ad sheikach basa bezoil v'yerchel yain bezoil v'yishter. Although we're talking about good quality meat and wine, after all, the Rashi in the Mishnah said it's got to be yain italki, good quality, but he had to be able to go and buy it on a sale at a discount. He had to pay cheap for good quality food and wine. V'yishteni drinks. Chassid says the pasuk zoylel b'soyve. So from the word zoylel, zoyl comes from the word zoyl. From this I see it's got to be on the cheap side.
So if he pays retail, he's not even sorer amora?
If he's a regular price, not in sorer amora. Now the question is, why was ven divos? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says about 12 lines from the top of the Amid, yayin b'zoyl, so Rashi, al v'yoy kaloi. Why? Because lo shchichi le mo'ois lignoiv kuli hai, to be able to go and buy these quantities of basar v'yayin, apparently that was quite expensive in those days, to go and find either with his father or somebody else that should have so much money to be able to go and pay for the best rib steak and for the best Italian wine, that was a lot of money. And therefore, if each time he wanted to eat that and drink that, he would have to go and steal, it would be very hard for him to go and get those funds together. It was just a small fortune. However, if he was able to go and get it el cheapo, there was a fire sale somewhere, they sold it at discount, oh, then he was able to go and steal enough money for that purpose. And that's very important, because says Rashi, v'loy mamshich, we're only concerned about someone who's addicted to eating and drinking these quantities. If it's so expensive, it's hard to get such an addiction, to create the addiction, because you can't get the money together to satisfy your addiction. So therefore, it's got to be zol. Based on this, says Rashi, it really has nothing to do with the word zolel v'soyve. It has to do with the fact that it's hard or difficult to go and get the funds together, to steal the funds. Therefore, the next Rashi says, zolel is the Lashon zol, v'yasmachta l'miltu. That's not the reason. The reason is not because it says zol. Because the main reason, like Rashi said before, because he won't become addicted if it's so expensive, he won't be able to afford, and he won't be able to steal enough to afford such food and drink. On the surface at this point, he's only chai if he eats raw meat and he drinks undiluted wine. Just the opposite. That he does not become. It's one or the other. Of course, it could be a machloikis. But the Gemara doesn't want to make a machloikis if we don't have to. Therefore, the Gemara says, one man the Yomah says, he's only chayef if it's raw and it's raw. The other man the Yomah says, if it's raw, he's not chayef. So make up your mind. And therefore, Ravina is like, Yav Yakos Vashlishi Vachriya Benayim, and Ravina explains what's going on. That Rav Huna originally said, he doesn't literally mean the meat being totally raw and the wine being totally undiluted. Rather, yain chai mozig v'loy mozig. It is diluted, but it's diluted less than the normal quantity that we and you would normally go and be mozig it. And so therefore, relative to what's normally eaten and drunk in the marketplace and in private homes, regarding that, it's considered to be still raw wine, meaning undiluted wine. But Lamaisa is somewhat diluted, because if it's not diluted at all, then Avada says Gunish Mitgunish. It has to have a certain amount of Zika. And again, the whole reason is because Shemi Moshech, we're only concerned if he's going to be addicted. Nobody's addicted to totally undiluted wine, so it has to have at least a small amount of mezigah. Basar chai is also bashal v'lei bashal. We don't mean that it's totally raw, we mean it's only partially cooked. Ki basar keiva di achli ganvi, like the ganovim that are always on the run. Gemara says in other places, like Barry just reminded us of Machl ben Drusoy. Ben Drusoy was the name of a famous ganov, and he was always on the lamb, so he was never able to go and cook the lamb fully. He was always ate it always medium rare, or perhaps even less than that, with all the juices coming out at all times. So that's the type of basar chai that we're referring to, that he's also eating it medium rare. But based on, we understand why, because since he's running from somebody, he stole from his father, he stole from other people, so he doesn't want to stay in one place, he's constantly running. Basar chai, this is Rashi, means that it's somewhat scorched on the coals, but it's not fully roasted, not fully grilled. If a person eats basa that was maliach, maliach means that it was preserved. Today, of course, we have freezers. In the good old days, they didn't have freezers. So how did you preserve meat? You used to go and salt it so intensely that it stayed good even for a lengthy period of time.
And you say like a salami.
Like a salami, you can have the dried salami. Yeah, similar to that, exactly. It means brand new fresh wine, which is probably similar to grape juice. It didn't have a chance to fully ferment yet. You're just taking it out brand new from the gas. It doesn't become a ben tzeira moira. Why? Because these are not a dover choshev, and therefore says Rashi v'loy mamshech. He's not going to become addicted to these types of things. Yeah, he ate it once or twice, but that's his gunish. Therefore, he's not. He doesn't have the full depth and the quality of a ben tzeira moira. So now the Gemara brings a similar situation to Nan Hossam, an Erev Tisha B'Av. We know the Yoichel Adam Shnei Tavshim, the Yoichel Basav, the Yishti Yayin, that an Erev Tisha B'Av, the minig is in the meal right before, of course we don't already eat Basav for a week before from Rosh Chodesh. But Mitzad Ikra then, it's Erev Tisha B'Av, you now let it go and eat in the Suda HaMafsekis, two Tavshilin, and you shouldn't go and eat meat, and you shouldn't go and drink wine. The Torah, however, the price it says, you aren't allowed to eat basa maliach, salted meat, and you're allowed to go and drink yeshayayim migitoy. Now the question is, what's the shiur? What is it called basa maliach? So if you want basa maliach, had kama, omrachanir bar kama, calls manchu kishlomim. What means calls manchu kishlomim, says Rashi, that we know that a shlom can be eaten, lishne yomim v'laylo echad, so if this meat were salted within the last 2 days and one night, basically they were salted yesterday, what's the halacha? It's still considered to be fresh meat. You're not allowed to eat that on Erev Tisha B'Av. If it's only if it was longer than 2.5 days, two days and one night, then I say that it's already dried out, it's already preserved, then you're allowed to eat it on Erev Tisha B'Av. Same thing as Yayin Megitoy, Ad Kama Kozman Chutoisis, as long as it's still bubbling and fermenting. Vatanya, and the Bryce explains what's the shear. Yain Toysis ain't by Mishim Giloy, that just like we spoke about Erev Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to drink Yain Kozmanchu Toysis, that you took it out Megitoy, it's still so fresh, you see bubbles and it's fermenting. Same thing is Yain Toysis ain't by Mishim Giloy. Normally you're not allowed to leave out liquids out stam, because you're afraid, at least in the good old days, we were afraid that there were nechosh in the word. There were all types of snakes, and the snakes would go and drink from liquids, and they would leave a venom in the liquid. And chas v'shalom, this was dangerous. You now drink mayim that were mayim giluyim, gilui. However, if it's yain toises, when the snake gets close, the snake takes one smell and says, this is not for me, and he runs away, and he does not drink from the yain toises. The commentators say, how long is that? The first 3 days after you took it out, Megitoy. So that's all the Gabi Hilcha is Giloy, and the Gabi Hilcha is Erev Tisha B'Av. Hocha my boss is by uns, by a ben Tzoyru Moira. When do you consider Bosa to be Bosa Maliach, and Yain to be Yain Megitoy, that he's not Nas a ben Tzoyru Moira? Hosa Mishum Simcha. There's in Yone Simcha that on Erev Tisha B'Av you don't want to have too much Simcha. This calls the Manchu Kishlam, Nami is Bei Simcha. The first 2.5 days, it's a Simcha Dik, it's Nach Frish. Here we're concerned about the fact that Ben Tzoyra Moir is going to become addicted to stealing and eating and drinking. And therefore, perhaps already with Abyssala, meaning that if it's already just a little bit into the preserving, in other words, not that it was a preserve for 2.5 days, but rather, Rashi said, Mishu over Laila Achas, once you salted it yesterday, and then overnight it had a chance to rest with that salt on it, Mafik Tamoy Velechoshim, then the real essential Tama, a nice juicy rib steak that had salt on it overnight, what you're going to do is afterwards, you're going to put it into the chulent, you're not going to go and roast it because it no longer has that freshness and that kishmak. The yayin ad mem yoin. The gabi wine, the same thing applies until 40 days. What means until 40 days? Until the first 40 days, it's considered to still be yayin migitoy. It's not a dover choshuv, even though it's no longer misameach because it's fermenting. But nevertheless, it's not a dover choshuv. I'm not nervous that he's going to be nimshech achrov, that he's going to become addicted to this wine or to the meat that we just spoke about. Now we go off a little bit on a tangent since we're talking about wine. Yain was only created for nicham avelim purposes and to go and give schar l'rishoyim. Now, what means to give schar l'rishoyim? Explains Rashi that rishoyim that do some mitzvahs, so that when they come to the oylem or emes, they don't have to first stay in Gan Eden for a short period of time. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants them to be able to go directly into Gehenna without having to wait for the stop sign, without having to wait for red lights. So Hashem gives all the credits on this world. That's why you see Rishonim that are so matzliach. They become multi-millionaires. Doesn't make a difference. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them all the reward this world. So when they come into the next world, they get zero. So that's really Shalom Schal Rishonim. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu created Yayin. You go and drink a lovely champagne or a 200-year-old bottle of wine which costs you $10,000. Ah, I've never had such wine in my life. Then afterwards they find out the whole thing was counterfeit. It was only produced 3 years ago and they changed the label. But that's a separate story. Anyway, Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Tunu Sheikha le'oyved, v'yayin le'mori nafesh. You give Sheikhar, here Sheikhar doesn't mean beer, it means strong wine, le'oved, for a loser, for a Russia, and you give yayin le'mori nafesh. Mori nafesh are the aveilim that Nebuch are sitting b'meriris in Shiva because they lost a very beloved, dear family member. Skon zayin is a shtickle loshen noifel al loshayin, because the Gemara says ulishalim schar l'rishoyim shenemar tnu sheicher, which is the same oisius as schar. The sheicher is the schar li oiveid to the Russian. Omer of Yitzchak, my disciple said in the pasuk, al teira yain kiyas adam. Don't look at the wine when it is red. What does that mean? I'll tell you, we're not talking about the wine is red. We're talking about that the gozler that's drinking the wine, eventually the complexion of their faces turns pinkish and reddish, and it looks, whoa, he looks like a wholesome guy. He drank all this wine. He's really half shikr. But it's mal b'neim l'olam haba, as a result of the fact that he drank so much from this world, he got all of the schar in this world. So next world, he's going to be a total pale face. He's not going to have any complexion whatsoever. Rava Omar al teir yain ki yisadam means al teir yain shachrisoy dam. When you look at wine, be careful, stay away. Don't drink too much wine. You drink too much wine, that chas v'shalom could lead to bloodshed. So some say Pshat and Rav is he's referring specifically to the Ben Tzorir Moira. Ben Tzorir Moira, stay away from the wine. It could lead to your own bloodshed, Chas v'Shalom, to the stoning, to the skila. But others learn Pshat, no, it's Pasha Pshat. Then anybody that drinks a lot of wine becomes shikr. Then after that he can get into a dispute with somebody else. And there could already be a fist fight, and then he could take out a knife, and this and that. Every Sunday morning you hear on the radio that how many people were killed overnight in bars and this and parties because people drank too much and they became a little bit too happy, and then unfortunately achrisay dam, it leads to potential bloodshed. Rav Kahana Rami ksef shin posik tirosh bikarinan tirosh. We have ishtait that posik. So you look in Bereishis v'ayit in the chora l'kim nitav v'shamayim u'mishmani oret v'roiv dogon v'sirosh. The word v'sirosh is spelled chaser without the vav. So you could read it tirosh, but you do read it tirosh. So zocha, if you drink wine in the proper quantities, nasarosh. As the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment, drinking small quantities of wine gives you more seichel, it develops a more, whatever, your mind works better, it greases the wheels of the mind, so to speak, and you could be a rosh, you could be a very important person. Loizach, however, if you drink too much nasa rosh, then you become impoverished, you become like a poor guy. Rav Rami Ksiv, Shtein Pasik, Yisamach v'karin and Yisamach. What's the pshat? It says in the Pasik, V'yayin Yisamach levav emesh. Now the word Yisamach is written, the second letter is a letter that you could read it as a shin or as a sin. So you could say it's written Yisamach, but we read it Yisamach. So what's the reason for this play on words? Zocha, if he zocha, that he drinks the proper quantities of wine, then it adds certainly simcha. Loizocha, if he drinks too much, mishamameyo, that could lead to his shmama, to his destruction. And that's the shin of Yisamach. And then when Meschalath, the Ches and the Heis, it's like Yishama, he becomes destroyed. Right at the Yama Rava, Rava Lishitashai, the Rava said, Chamer v'rechni pikchen, that wine, and rechni means good smelling salt, pikchen help to go and make the person more clever. And Rashi says, pikchen asu'uni pikech, how did I get my pikchus in Torah and Halacha? Because I drank wine, and I had the smelling salt, but obviously he drank it in normal quantities and not in overabundance. Now this is a lengthy pasuk, and the pasuk tells us about a person that's never going through all types of tzaras. Lemi oy, who has the woe? Lemi avoy, who has the oy? Lemi medonim, who is having all the types of fights and problems? Lemi siach, Rashi says the siach over here means who has the tzar. Lemi pitzoyim chinam, who's never getting all types of wounds for naught? Lemi chachlilis anayim, who's the one that has these bloody eyes? All continues the next pasuk. Lemi achram alayayim, those that linger over wine. Levoyim alach garmi masach, that they want to go and see how the wine was either mozug or poured. They want to see what's going on with the wine. So now, how do these two psukim work together? It's kiyoser avdimi omer, amr marov and eretz yisrael. They say, hi kro. These two psukim that we just had back to back. Man d'dorish le'mireishu v'seife midrish. Whoever darshens them right to left from beginning to end, he darshens it well. U'meseife l'reishu midrish. Whoever darshens it backwards, also he darshens well. Now what does that mean? Front to back and back to front. So we look quickly at the Rashi. Rashi, the first of the wide lines. Midrish. Nidrish. Mashma isa yofa. If you go and darshen the reishu l'seife from front to the end, you darshened well. Vachikama. Lemikol Eile. Who of those that Nebuch say, oi, vavoi, and tunis, and problems, and this, and that, and wounds, and that, da 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 da. Who? The Ma'achan al Yain. The Boyim Lachim and Mosach. Shechoikrim Lehechan Hayain, Hatoiva Mamusach, Bsamim Kimoi Moschayen. Who is going to have all these tzaras and oi, vavoi? Those that are concerned about the wine that they drink and the quality of the wine. It should be a good wine and busimen. So therefore their whole occupation and preoccupation is with good wine, and therefore they're going to imbibe nice quantities of that wine, and Nebuch that's going to lead to oy vavoy and tzuris and prabt. So therefore that's midrash mereish the sefer. Now the other way around, next Rashi. Uman the dorish lemisev lereish midrash. Also nijmash u'se yofa. Also it's well gedashed. Vachikon. Namishi yesh loy. Oy, va'avoy, the siach. Those that never have woe and woe and woe, and siach is referring to pain, because he's an other, b'hainu aveilu. Ul mishi yesh le'medonim, he has fights, u'ptsoim chinam, and all types of wounds, b'hainu rosha, that's the rosha numcha b'imabriyas, who's constantly never fist fighting with others, and he's getting wounds, and he's getting tzuris, and he's getting pains, and he's getting all types of problems. Ul mishi yesh le'chachrin le'senayim, Meroiv shoim noi ushki tosoi. Have to get a chalil sanaim from being, I guess, too corpulent. These people deserve all the things that they have gotten, or it could be the Rashi saying, what they should do is they should linger on the wine and don't drink the wine too much. You know, sit there but don't drink it. Or maybe Rashi saying, these people deserve what they've gotten because they lingered on the wine and drank and drank and drank. And that's why Nebuch, he has the oy vavoy, etc. Chachlil sanayim means he has bloodied eyes. The eyes are red from drinking so much wine. Anyway, so these are the ma'achim aliyah. It could be Rashi, according to this second shot, Rashi's saying in a more positive way. And Rashi's saying that this is basically what we said before, that wine was created by Kodesh Baruch Hu l'nachan aveilim l'shalim schal l'shoy. And so therefore, the first part of the pasuk, the oy vavoy v'siach, these guys are nebuch aveilim, they should be ma'achim aliyah. And these guys that have the medonim, etzoyim chinam, with the arishoyim, these should be ma'achim aliyah, because that's why Hashem created the wine in the first place, for the oyvein and the morei nafesh. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, Zokti Gemara Vayta. Dorish oyver glilo'a. Oyver from Golil, Darshand, Yud Gimu Vavin. It says 13 vies, not just Vavin, but vies, Nemu Biayin. It says about wine. Where do we find the first time about wine mentioned? By Noich. Right. And it says in the Pasuk 13, not Vavs, but 13 vies. Vay yochel noyech ishu adoma. Vay yitakorim. Vay yeshvan ayayin. Vay yishkar. Vay yiskal basay chaholay. Vayar chom avichanan isev sova. Vay yagel shnei echo bachut. Vay yikach shem vayev. Vay yikach shem vayev. And it's a similar. Vay yisim ashkem shneem. Vay yeuch acharanus. Vay yichasu es eves avim. Ufneem. Vay yiketz yonich min noyech vayena. Vay yiris kodesh osloi benoy hakon. So now if we count all the vayis together, we're not going to count the vavin because the two more vavin, which are not vayis, we have in the third line, v'ikach shem vo yefes, that's not a vay, That's Beyafis. And then we also have Ufneyan. There's a Vav over there, but that's an U. That's not a Vay. So if we count all the Vays, we start with Vayachal Noyach is one, Vayitakorim is two, Vayeshmaniyam is three, Vayishkor is four, Vayiskom Sechol is five, Vayarachal Mibichanan is six, Vayagin is seven, Vayikach Shem Beyafis is eight, Vayasim HaShemayim is nine, Vayechachan is ten, Vayechasu is 11, Vayikas Mech Meyeno is 12, Vayedus Yerah is 13 altogether. Therefore, 13 Vays are Nebuch Bayayim. So look at Rashi, Ta'an Biyot, Yud Gimavavin, Loshen Vay, Vay, Oy, Vay, 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 13 times because of Noyach discovering the wine. And what was the outcome of Noyach having the wine and drinking the wine? Shein Pasik, that Chon came, and then after Shein Viyafis came to go and cover him up, etc. Now the Pasik on the surface sounds rather innocent vis-a-vis Chom, which is a Vayar Chom. Chom saw that his father was uncovered, and therefore he told Shein Viyafis, daddy is uncovered. They went and took a big blanket, and they did a real cover-up. But after that, Noyach, when he wakes up from his stupor, what did he do? He went and said, Or Canaan. He went and cursed Canaan. Well, what's the reason for the curse? I mean, he saw it and they covered it. What happened? So Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Chad Omer, Sirsev Chad Omer Rivoy. One says that Chom was Mesaris, never he castrated his own father. Chad Omer Rivoy, he didn't castrate him, he just lived with him, Mishkav Zoch. Mandi Omer Sirsoy. Since he was Mekalkal and Berevi, what means Mekalkal? Because Noach at this point had three sons, Shem, Chom, Veyafes. He was desirous, or at least he had the ability to have a fourth son. By the fact that Chom castrated him, he was no longer able to have a fourth son, and therefore he was Mekalkal him. He cursed him on his fourth son. The fourth son of Chom, brings Rashi, is Kushu Mitzrayim, Ufut, Uchanoan. His Canaan was number four. That's why it says Or Canaan. Oman Yom Rivoy, Gomar Vayar Vayar. Sivhocha Vayar Chom Avichanan, Eser Vesavis Vayar. Uksivhocha Vayar Oysa Shechem Ben Chamor. Shechem Ben Chamor saw Dina and violated her. So just like that, Vayar is an allusion to living with someone. Here too, the Chom lived with his own father. So, then I can understand why he was Mekal, his fourth son. He prevented him from having a fourth son by castrating. So, exactly. What's episode number four?
First come directly.
He come directly for the first one. What's episode? Why did he wait for Canaan? Both of them he did. According to this second man, the Omar, he was a Machmir. He wasn't just a Sirsai, he was a Rivoy and a Sirsai together. So the Kalola came because of the Sirus. But the Mice, he did both. He did both the Sirus and the Revi. The first thing that Noach did when he came out of the Teva was that he went and planted a vineyard. Notice it says in the Pasuk, Noach was an Ishu Adama. What size is Ishu Adama? A farmer, a person in agriculture. But the Gemara darshans it a little bit differently. You should have learned Adam from Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon, his whole Torah started the eighth from the eighth Adas, and the eighth Adas was Yayin. Now, why is Adam referred to Ishu Adama? Explains Rashi, because Adam Arishon was the first and the only person that was created from the Adama. Everybody else is created from a father and a mother in the Beten, in the womb. He was created from the Adama, from the ground. We had the Gemara before, because Baruch Hu created the head from Eretz Yisrael, and this from that, and that from this, and from Bavel, and from Gansavel. So he created the Adama. So therefore, when it says in the Pasuk, Ishu Adama, this is an allusion. We're telling Noach, you acted like Adam Arishon, who was the first and only Ishu Adama. He was created from the ground. Shleigor Meliyain, what caused his downfall was drinking, eating from the Eitz Hadas, which was Yain. How do I know? Kimadiyama, like that, Maniyama, this is always image of him, and now that it was, in fact, vines from a vineyard, grapes, the sign it's in the bucket, Meyahimir. Oh, you see image of him, Risha, Menu, Gefenoya. Even though we think of Eitz Hadas as a tree, doesn't mean literally it means a tree, but it means something that grows from the ground. And in this case, we mean a vineyard, vines, because after all, grapes don't grow from a tree, they grow from vines. Anyway, how do I know it's taka wine? Because what causes all types of moans and groans and sorrows and problems for people starts with the wine. By drinking wine, that causes all types of situations. So that was the situation with other Marish, and then ultimately with Noach. The Yehuda Omer Chita Hayim. Again, even though it says eight, it's really referring to a chita. How do I know it's chita? Shenatinik yoyde dea likrei. Aba v'imad shiyutim tam dogon. When can a baby start saying daddy and mommy, tati and mommy? Only from the time that he starts eating bread. Before eating bread or dogon, bread, farina, anything that comes from grain, that's when he starts getting das to be able to recognize his parents and to call them. So what does that have to do with the Eitz HaDas? So says the Rashi in the second line, since the Eitz HaDas is called Eitz HaDas, Toivara, Shema Mino, that's Chita, because just like Chita, the Tinek Yoideya, he gets Da'as, Likroi Abba Ve'ima, so therefore the Eitz HaDas also gives you Da'as. Therefore that Da'as is Yoideya Likroi, this Da'as is the Eitz HaDas. And Mechemi Oymen, Ta'ena Hayim, Shebedov Shekilkalei Boy Niskana, Shenemar,
how
did Shmuel feed that? Said the Pasuk, that after they ate from the Eitz HaDa'as, they realized for the first time that they were uncovered. Like the Pasuk says, Vatipokachna Einishneim, Vayedu ki Erumim Heim, Vayisbro Alei Se'ena, Vyaslehem Chagoyis. That what? That after they realized that they were undressed, so then the stores were all closed that day, and because it was almost Shabbos, so how were they going to go and clothe themselves? So they went and took Alei Te'ena, the leaves from a fig tree, and they made it into a covering, and even today they have the expression of a fig leaf. Anyway, so they covered themselves with such fig leaves, and why did they go and cover them with fig leaves? Because that was a kateganas and sanegar, what caused the original tsaris, the te'ena, this fig tree that they ate from the Eitz HaDa'as. They use that for the tikkun, shnem of Yisrael Yisena, similar to like you said before, like a mida keneged mida, to go and be mesaken what they did wrong by using the letlech, the leaves from the same tree.
We have another Gemara also that says it was an esra, because
that's a Yushalmi. And by Inz and the Bavli, you only have these 3 days, but in Yushalmi it's brought that it was an Esrig. Martin, the Yushalmi says, what's the rye that was an Esrig? Because it says,
it says that it followed the fruit, the branch tasted like the fruit.
It does not what you're saying is accurate. That's the reason, that's how we know that an Esrig is a pre-Eitz Hodah, because Tam Eitz is a pre Yushalmi.
Right.
However, the rye of the Yushalmi is, it says by the Eitz Hodah, Vatero Isha ki toiv ho eitz lemachol v'chisava hu leinayim. She saw that the wood of the tree was toiv lemachol. The tree was toiv lemachol. The pears are toiv lemachol. But since it was an esrig, tam eitz epir yishava. So therefore, she saw that the eitz itself. She took a piece of wood. Ooh, tastes delicious. It tastes like an esrig, and not just an esrig, a $200 esrig. So therefore, she knew that this was, that's how the Gemara in Yushalmi says that it was an esrig. But the Bavli says these three pshat. Anyway, continue on. Shteitach and Pasik. Now we're going to dash in a bunch of psukim in Mishle. And the reason why we're going to dash in these psukim, because we'll see in another two or three psukim, we're going to talk about wine once again. Divrei Lemuel Melech. Rashi says Lemuel is a reference to Shloimeh HaMelech. The reason why he gets the name Lemuel, because there's another pasuk in Iyov that says Lomoy, which means towards or to, and therefore Lomoy Kel. Shloimeh HaMelech's thoughts and his ma'asim and his chachma were all towards the Kodesh Baruch, towards the Shechina. Therefore, he was called the one that's constantly looking towards, acting towards a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's how he got this nickname, if you will, in Mishle. He's called Lemuel Melech. Okay. Masa, the following prophecy. It's not really a prophecy, but it's what it's telling us is important lessons. As she yisar to imay, Pashup Shatta would yisar to over here from Meloshin Musar, that his mother taught him the following divrei Musa. However, we don't learn the word Yisar to tell us Musa, but Malam made Shekafasa Imay ala Amud, that his mother went and tied him to an Amud, and therefore the word Yisar toy is from a Lashon to Le'esar, to go and bind. And the reason why to bind him was to go and theoretically to go and give him Pesh, to go and give him Malkus. And she said to her son, this is now Bas Sheva, speaking to her son Shlomo Melech, and she says to him, Ma bori u'ma bar mitni u'ma bar nidoroi. This is the Divrei Musa. This is the next pasuk in Mishlei. Ma bori u'ma bar mitni u'ma bar nidori. Now, what does all of that mean? Zakti Mar is like, Ma bari hakul yirim shavichi yirei shemayim. Everybody knows that your father David HaMelech is yirei shemayim, even though you have the naysayers and the dissidents that say, oh, David HaMelech, uri achitin, basheva. The Mar says he was well known, he was forced to be yirei shemayim. Achshav shiyoimru, if they're going to see that you, Shloim HaMelech, that you are misbehaving. That's the right word. If you're misbehaving, you know what everybody's going to go and say about you? It's not being tati. It must be Imar Garmalai. He learned from his mommy, and that's why she's giving him Musa. You don't want people to give me a bad name, do you? Uma bar mitni. As soon as they become pregnant, then they don't live with the Melech anymore until they give birth. And I, what I would do is, I would, even after I became pregnant, I would try to squeeze my way in on the line to be able to go and live with your father, so that you should come out ben mezuzah meluban. And Rashi brings from Yomar Maseches Nida that Tashmish Yofa Levlad Lelabnei Ulezarza. I want to give you strength and your bones and all the rest. Whenever they want to make a neder, they would say, "Yehi ben Hogdim leMalchus." I'm going to make a neder that I'm going to do X, Y, or Z on the condition that my son is going to go and grow up to be. In other words, like a conditional type of neder that I promise to give $1 million for this tzedakah if my son is going to become royal material. I wanted you to be not royal material, I wanted to be Novi material, Talmud Chacham Gadol BaTorah material. And therefore, that's what I'm working so hard for. Don't misbehave. Then the next passage says, Al Limlochim Lemoyel, Al Limlochim Shesoyayim. What does this mean? Al Limlochim, Omer Loy Malacha Eitz Malacha Shoysin Yayin, Umishtakrim. You're a king, so you're going to feast like other kings feast. And therefore, just like other kings feast, they don't just feast on food, but they also drink nice quantities of wine. Don't do that. Don't be like the other kings that drink and become shikr. And then they said, we don't need a god. That's the word here, Lemuel, is not the same as Lemuel as we had before, a name for Shlomo Melech. But now we're darshing the word Lemoyel as if it's a Rosh Tevis, Lomolon Ukel. Ularoiznim, and to the rulers, a Sheikhar. Where is the Sheikhar? Either the beer or the strong wine. Misha kol razi oilam galuyim loy, yishtayayim v'yishtaket. The roiznim over here doesn't mean that Yishloim HaMelech are a ruler, which of course he was a king. However, what it is really referring to, the razi oilam galuyim loy. As you know, Shlomo HaMelech was Chacham Mikol Adam. He was considered to be the wisest person, certainly in his time, and perhaps of all time. And therefore, he had all the Razi Olam. He knew all the secrets of the world. That's the word, Roiznim, Razi Olam. So a person like you that has all the Razi Olam, you're going to go and say, Hey, Sheikhar, where is the wine? Yishtayayim, Yishtaker. Ikariyami, another version. Misha kol roizne oilem mashkim lepischai. All the other rulers, they come to your Pesach every day on a regular basis to ask you for advice. Yishtayayim, Yishtaker, you're going to go and drink and you're going to become shikr. This is all part of the musr that his mother gave him when he was bound to a pillar and she wanted to give him pech, and she said, don't misbehave. Even though he was already king, she is giving him musr. How do I know that eventually Shlomo Melech said, Mommy, you're right? Bar means that I act like an ishbar, like a foolish individual. Me'ish. And I didn't use my intelligence of the Adamly. Now what is this reference? Bar Anoichi Me'ish. In other words, I should have learned from Noach that unfortunately drank and became intoxicated, and look what his son did to him. I should have learned from that ish. I was a ba'ar me'ish. I didn't learn from him. Adam Rishon also got caught up with wine by taking from the Eitz Hadas, according to the first man, the Yamar. I should have learned from Noach. I should have learned from Adam. Therefore, I'm moidim misvada, mami, you're right. Right, to go back to the Mishnah. Achol b'chaburas mitzvah. If he ate b'chaburas mitzvah, even though he ate and drank the tatim or basar, and he drank the chatziloy yain, makes no difference, he still cannot become a ben tzoremoy. Amr b'vo, in a chayv ha-chiyichol b'chambura, shekulis rikin. You know when he becomes a ben tzoremoy? If he eats at a party, where all the people are leidigeyes. Leidigeyes means all lowlifes, all shkotzim, all nobodies. The word tzrak is like ilan tzrak, means that they are barren, they're empty from any chokhmah.
Food,
from
not food bearing.
But it's worse than not food bearing.
Heroes in the sense of mitzvahs.
And also in the sense of being productive members of society. All of these are just a bunch of nobodies. Thank you more about Antanat, but the Mishnah says, I'm a guru mitzvah, ochal b'chabur is mitzvah, and that's been serving more. Time of the mitzvah, that's of course eating by a bar mitzvah, like a bar mitzvah, like a chasana. Halav mitzvah, avagav the lav kulis rikin. It's mashma from our Mishnah that if he's not at a sudas mitzvah, he's just at a regular party, he's in the bar, even if the other people happen to be choshev guys, he can become a ben tzoyer umayra. Says Yimori, you're right. The avagav kulis rikin, the mitzvah ka'azik loy mimshach. What the Rav meant to say is the following: that even if all the rest of the guys at the suda are all a bunch of lowlifes, you're sitting at a chasana, and every person at the chasana is not just a grub amaret. Ah, nobody. Ah, fill in the blank any way you want. A bunch of shkotzim and ramasim. Nevertheless, if it's a chasana, by mimshach, you're still saved from being become a ben tzoremoyer. Similarly, if Ocha b'Ibur HaChodesh, also he does not become ben tzoremoyer. Remember the Basar v'Yayin Masku. Based on what you're telling, it sounds like that the menu at the Ibur HaChodesh Seuda was Basar v'Yayin. But Tanya but the Brisa says in Oyin Lo Elu B'Paz Dogim V'Kinin V'Vod, that when they went up to the Aliyah where they went the Ibur HaChodesh and then they had their Seuda, you know what they gave for the Seuda? They gave pastog and they gave bread and they gave beans, but they didn't give basar v'yayin.
I think this is referring to when, in order to incentivize Aiden to come, they had like a big kish, not the people going to the aliyah to mavir the chodesh, but this is the people they wanted. The Moran Rosh Hashanah says that to encourage people to come to give aiders if they saw the move.
So let's look at the Rashi. Ocha b'ibra chodesh. Do you have that Rashi?
Yeah.
Can afarsh the kaman shein nigbotzim asara o yoyse. My ganza party of 10 or more. Foyim ba'aliyah. Ve'ein asif azu el lefarsim ha'dovar. This is to publicize shebruhu. V'loi la'ayin. We're not talking about now being ma'ayin trying to figure out your finish. To ein oil neli or iburoi da'in lema tushan. He makes a ganza cheshben of one. Yo. Anyway, the bottom line is this part of the Gemara is talking about post Ibra Chodesh, and now they're going to be Mefarsimit. And Rashi explains a little bit further that if they went and made the Kiddush HaChodesh on the proper day, meaning your normal month, as you know, is 29 and a half days, so therefore on day 30, if they said, okay, today is Rosh Chodesh, move it, then the old month with Choser, this month is only going to have one day of Rosh Chodesh, then they have to go and say Mekudosh HaChodesh. However, if the Edom came late, or they couldn't see the Levon, or whatever, and extended into the next day, then they will Ma'abra the Chodesh, made the old Chodesh 30 days. Now, therefore, we'd have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh like we have, and therefore, the second day would be the Rosh Chodesh, that's already day number 31. There, they didn't say Kiddush HaChodesh, because it's by default, it's Mekudosh HaChodesh, because it can't go more than, can't have a 31, 32 day month. Exactly. So, since it didn't say Mekudosh HaChodesh, what was the pirsum? The pirsum was the Seuda that they made post Ibra Chodesh, and then they publicized to everybody, that Beisai, you know why we're celebrating? We're eating this delicious bread together with these chulin beans. We're doing it because the month became a Chodesh Mo'ur. Ah, so this was not pre, but this was post. So getting back to Gemara Nachamu, he only had pastog mekidnis bavod, and here he's eating basar v'yayin. After the mora, hakamashim, the avgav ein loyim asik kidnis. The iu asik basar v'yayin, the ochal kidnis mitzvah ka'asik loyim mamshah.
Yeah, I'm going to share stuff up later. Okay.
The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. Everybody else at the meal is just eating a piece of bread and some beans. This Ben Soira Moira character comes up to the Aliyah and he brings with him some delicious roast beef or rib steak, the type of meat you like, but it doesn't make a difference, together with some beautiful Italian wine. Everybody else is eating, in a sense, poor man's bread, but they were just eating bread and kidneys, and he's glutton, and he's a guzzler and all the rest, I would think, oh, this is a shaykh, it's a ben sayyid. No, since he's the dvar mitzvah ka'asi, since the whole context is a dvar mitzvah, a sudas mitzvah, to lefars and ibra chodesh, lo mamshech, he will not become addicted, it's not a problem. And therefore he does not become a ben sayyid. So now this is the Rashi that we were looking at before, that for Ibra Chodesh, they would send up 10 people to the Aliyah. Na'im oyun lo el pas dog in the kidneys. Na'im oyun lo el oyr iburai. Or iburai, explains Rashi, means leil matza shloishim. In other words, 30 days have already passed. So, and now it's the night after, and it's the beginning of leil 31. That's when you would go. The or iburai. Na'im oyun lo biyoyim el belayla. Don't go up during the day, you only go up at night. Don't go at night, just go do it. Make up your mind. Either you go up to the Aliyah during the day, or you go up at night. But you can't say in one braisa, don't go b'yoyim, only b'layla, and then say you can't go b'layla, only b'yoyim. Achrifu v'oilu achrifu v'faiku kehei delishmu v'chu enshi. Achrifu from Elosh and Rashi says charfi v'afli. Charfi means go up early. In other words, yes, you go evening time, but you go shortly before evening, so people should see, oh, there's a whole bunch of people now when it's still light outside that are going up to the Aliyah. Achrifu v'faiku, leave early in the morning, also when people hear, people see. The whole purpose is that we want it to be a bit of a commotion, a bit of a noise. People say, oh, the kids, the guys, what's going on? It's all because Lafar Sein Ibrahim. Back to the Mishnah. Since this is normal means that you take money up to Yerushalayim and you use that money to buy food items and drink. So the fact that he bought and he ate meat and that he went and bought and drank wine, this is normal, and it's also within the context of a mitzvah. I don't have to worry about addiction, and therefore he does not become a ben soiru. Says the Mishnah, again, does not become ben soiru. Omer rab ochel psar oif, if he eat chicken, ain't a nasa ben soiru, even though that's a foul thing to do, eating foul. Nevertheless, he doesn't become ben tzeremayr. I will not tell him of the male trade that Shkotzer Masim may not ben tzeremayr. Hard to hear him not ben tzeremayr. It sounds like only the male trades Shkotzer Masim, but it sounds like kosher chicken that has three hashgachas on it with Rabbi Cohen when we need him. What would be the din? El chayra, he is nasa ben tzeremayr. And Rabbi just said, ochel basar oif, in nasa ben tzeremayr. He must easily hashlin. Oh, it depends what you're talking about. Are you eating a full shear of tartim of basar only from chickens? That's not going to do it. That's not going to be ben tzeremayr. However, if he eat tartim of basar from roast beef, but he didn't have a full tartim, it was tartim or minus a kazayis or whatever, and he's mashlin by eating a shtickle chicken, oh, that's a different story. Then he could become ben tzeremayr. So when Rava says, ochel psaroif means pure psaroif on its own, ain't not ben tzeremayr. But to go be mashlin, those kenyozayin chasishon become ben tzeremayr. But even if you're mashlin the tartim of basar by eating the veil of the trade, because you're Muslim, doesn't become ben tzeremayr. Now, the why not? So continue, Mark. Ochel dover shu mitzvah udvar. I'm sorry. Ochel dover shu mitzvah or dvar aveda. Dvar mitzvah. So like we said in the Mishnah already, we already said in the Mishnah mitzvah and aveda. The reason why we repeated this is because we're now talking about midraban. Dvar mitzvah tanchuni aveilim. That midraban, when you're menachem the aveilim, that's when you go and drink wine. We don't have that minig today. We had back in the Sechus Moed Cotton that this was very common. They used to drink a lot of wine, the base of Ovel. So the reason why they didn't is because of the pasuk that we learned on the Omer Aleph, Tanu Sheikha, the Oyvid, the Yayin, the Morin Nafesh. So it was customary to drink wine. But unfortunately, it became excessive, and it became Gansa parties and Gansa Sudas, and therefore they said, you know what, we're going to cut it out. But in the good old days, that's what they used to do. So therefore, this is Ashtikol Dvar Mitzvah Min Rabbana. Dvar Aver means a Tanis Tzibur, a Tanis Tzibur Midrabon, like today, a Tanis Tzibur, and the person is Chas V'Sholem eating on that day the Tartim of Basar and the Loy Yayim, Chatzi Loy Yayim, then he does not become a Ben Tzoyer Umayr. Why? If anything, you see he's a real shaykhet. He's eating it today. I'm tzoyim gedalia nidche. But everybody's fasting and he's eating and drinking. Tamayim makro. When the parents drag him to Beis Din, they say about the son, he's not listening to us. He's listening to Hashem. Yeah, he listens to the rabbis. He's listening to Chazal. He's listening to the Torah, Deutsche, Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Sab, Allah Chumris. He's just not listening to us. Oh, is the Chasimin that the deficiency, Legabe, our Tzoyer Moira has to be that he's otherwise pure, he's just not listening to us. But if he's not listening to the Rabbeinu Shalom too, off the hook, there's the cost, he doesn't become
circular, though. It's circular, because then Tzoyer Moira, of course, he's being over a mitzvah in the Torah.
Which one?
A Ben Tzoyer Moira.
Which one?
Stealing and.
But specifically from Kibbutz Av V'Ein.
Right.
That's the. The decentralized mitzvah for purpose, that's the key mitzvah for purposes of the din, the Tzoyer Moira. But any other mitzvah aveira, he apparently was scrupulous. The only one he's not shemed is B'Kalei. Everybody else he listens to. Moshe Rabbeinu he listens to, Rebbe Kiva listens to, Chassam Soif he listens to, Moshe Feinstein, Aruv, he listens to all of them. Just us he doesn't listen to. But in the case where he's violating the rabbi's halachas, that he's not shemed in their koil either. No longer a Tzoyer
Moira. Petch after a violation.
Exactly. You'll give him petch for other stuff. Right. You're not going to give him petch for the Tzoyer Moira.
A petch is stealing.
Hey, well, you patch him with a lot of skill. A lot of stuff. He's a glutton and he ate pizza like three pizza pies in one meal. Can you imagine? He has to bench. And he drank Coca-Cola. Three bottles of Coca-Cola. What's it in? He's not a Ben Tzoyer Moira. Even if he eats dveila ki'ilis. What's dveila ki'ilis? Is Rashi on the bottom. Dveila is, I believe, dried up figs or dried up dates. But whatever it is, it comes from a place called ki'ilis. And if you eat this dveila ki'ilis, you become shikr. So even though he kaka became shikr, nevertheless, it's still not bosser. Even if he ate large quantities of honey. We're eating honey these days. It's the beginning of the year. B'cholav, he drank wine, which also has...
Milk.
Which also has an intoxicating effect. We know by Yoel Eishes Chevra Keni that Yoel killed Sisra by giving him a lot of cholav Yisrael milk to drink. He drank a lot of milk and he became intoxicated. We know it says in the Pasuk that a Kohen is going to do the Avodah Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teish because he's not allowed to be drunk when he's doing the Avodah. So if he ate Dveilek Ilis and Dvash V'Cholov and he was drunk, he's Chayiv Chas V'Sholom for performing. Yeah, that's the top Rashi. Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teish At V'Nech Itach L'Voyechem Al Oyel Moyed V'Loy Samusu Chukas Oilem. So he's not allowed to go but Ben Tzoyer Moira. Even though he became drunk on Dveilek Ilis and Dvash V'Cholov, he's not a Ben Tzoyer Moira. We're just going to finish with the Mishnah. Ein Lazer Ben Tzoyer Moira Ad Sheyechol Bas V'Yishtei Yayin Toder Abad. Ochol Kol Ma'achol. He ate any other type of food. He ate pizza and French fries and sushi. For like Ochol Bas, he didn't eat meat. Shasa Kol Ma'ashka. Coca-Cola. Made the beer and liquor. For like Shasa Yayin. Ein Lazer Ben Tzoyer Moira Ad Sheyechol Bas V'Yishtei Yayin. Shenema. Zoyel V'Zoyel V'Yav V'Yishtei Yayin. Zeichel V'Yav like it says in our Mishnah. Shenema. So we see that the Torah associates the words soil v'soyve to yayin and to basar. The oimer. I have another pasuk. He soyve v'zoylo yoyresh ukroim talbish numa. Numa is from the lashon of menamnein. He layonim v'lo yishan shoymi Yisrael. Numa means to go and slumber. This part is really not word in the Mishnah. And the Gemara is adding that. So numa means a slumberer, a person who is sleeping. So what does that have to do with Kroyim Talbish Numa? Amrab Zeyra, Kala Yoshim Bismedish. Anybody who falls asleep in Bismedish, or not he falls asleep, but he sleeps in Bismedish. Teiros and Nazalei Kroyim Chas V'Sholem, the Torah that he's learned becomes Kroyim. He gets it in pieces. Rashi says, what means pieces? Pieces, you look at the Rashi, third line, Mishakeach Li Mudoi, that causes him to forget his learning. Veinaniska Elim Besirugin. He only remembers every other parsha. He remembers Bereishis, and then Lech Lecha, and then Chayisara, leaves out Noyach and Vayera. So, means Tichli, remembers a little bit of Sanhedrin, a little bit of Babasa, a little bit here, a little bit there, but he doesn't get the full picture. Shinem, how do I know? Ukroyim tal bishnuma, the person who's a slumberer, and the bismadish, then chas shalom, he's going to wear his clothing, which is referring to the Torah, is going to be in tattered. Just like his clothing will be tattered, his learning will be tattered, and therefore he shouldn't go and lie down and sleep in bismadish. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael. Zaki Ben, we have an easy fun.